Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, May 26, 2022. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We have a lot to talk about. It's another very, very busy news day. And we're going to try and get through as much as we can before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business. We've got a bit of a thunderstorm unwinding over us, but hopefully we'll make it through the show here without a loss of signal. Getting into the news here and starting, as usual, with what's going on in Ukraine. Now that the Azovstal, fell in Mariupol, the Ukrainian military command is now setting up another fortress for resistance. In other words, they've lost Mariupol, so they're going to pull back, set up another military base, heavily fortified, and try and keep the Russians or at least slow them down a little bit. I really don't think it's going to work. Now, good solution has been arrived at regarding the Black Sea Fleet. And to recap what was going on, Russia has blockaded the Ukrainian ports on the Black Sea in order to prevent weapons and military supplies from getting into Ukraine from outside. And this also caused a problem because Ukrainian merchant ships that wanted to take grain from Ukraine and sell it to the rest of the world to deal with the impending food shortage were being blocked as well. So then there was talk about the United States going on in and attacking the Russian Black Sea Fleet, just take them on out. Then the plan changed to a military escort provided by NATO nations to those Ukrainian ships in the hopes of deterring a Russian interference. Well, Putin came on back and said that he does not have a problem opening up sea corridors from the Ukraine ports to deal with the wheat-carrying ships. All other ships, warships, and so forth will not be allowed, but Russia is saying, and yeah, ships that want to go on in there and load up on grain and head on out, they are welcome to do so. They did sound a warning that Ukraine has basically thrown a whole bunch of mines into that part of the Black Sea, and that there needs to be some demining operations and, just be very, very careful because there's some dangerous stuff floating around here. I'm getting very, very nervous about all these people talking about nuclear weapons. And in the latest installment of that horror story, Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu has warned that there is a significant threat of Ukraine developing nuclear weapons and accompanying delivery vehicles. And so they're out there saying could be a nuclear bomb, this and that. Now, Ukraine is basically saying, no, we are not building nuclear bombs here. We do have nuclear power plants. We are not stockpiling plutonium or enriched uranium. And I guess Ukraine is saying it's okay for the IAEA to come in and take a look at that. Meanwhile, Mitt Romney is still out there pushing this idea that a desperate Vladimir Putin could use nuclear weapons against the United States of America. So, get your potassium iodate tablets and your radiation meters ready to go here because it's looking very serious. Pepe Escobar is out there with an article. This was published over in Zero Hedge. NATO versus Russia, what happens next? And he's basically talking about, it's been 3 months since the start of Russia's Operation Z in Ukraine. And now, of course, we have the World Economic Forum Executive Chairman Klaus Schwab basically out there saying, we have to defeat Putin. We're not going to have the open society. That's George Soros actually saying that. Anyway, so Klaus Schwab introduced President Zelensky on his virtual speech to Davos. And again, Zelensky's asking for more and more money and more supplies. And, somebody somewhere is making a lot of profit off of all of this. Now, part of the problem with Zelensky is he keeps moving the goalposts. Now, for a while, he said he was not interested in talking with Vladimir Putin. Then following the loss of Mariupol, Zelensky came on out and said, well, he was willing to talk to Putin directly, but refused to deal with intermediaries. I can actually understand that position. And now he's come on out, according to this article in antiwar.com, Zelensky is saying that Russia must pull back all their troops to the pre-war positions before talks can even take place. He made this announcement during his appearance at the World Economic Forum. And I'll tell you right now, from Putin's point of view, that is a non-starter. Not going to happen. Okay, so meanwhile, George Soros is out there calling for Putin's defeat and saying that Russia and China are the greatest threats to Soros' concept of an open society here. So, okay, George, if you really feel that way, here's your rifle, here's your parachute, here's your Dayglow orange jumpsuit left over from the Abu Ghraib torture center. And watch your head climbing into that transport plane, and we'll call Vladimir Putin and tell him you are on your way to kick his rear end all by yourself. The rest of us, we've had enough of wars, especially after Afghanistan and that horrible, humiliating failure there. So we're going to just sit this one out. Now, lately, a lot of attention has been focused on the U.S. involvement in Ukraine back in 2014. And it had to do with Victoria Nuland and basically talking with Jeffrey Pyatt, the then U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. And there was a phone recording in which the two discuss who will make up the new government weeks before the democratically elected Ukrainian President Yanukovych was overthrown in the violent coup. So this basically showed the U.S., excuse me, it's a bad pollen day here. So this phone call basically documented that the U.S. was involved in the overthrow of Yanukovych. Now, the tape of this, the recording of this, has been on YouTube for 8 years. And all of a sudden, YouTube has taken it down. They've Orwellized it. It's gone down to the memory hole. You know, no, there was no Victoria Nuland and Ambassador Pyatt recording. That just absolutely never happened. Fortunately, the recording is saved a bunch of other places. It's over on Rumble. I have a local copy, which will be part of the new website if I can ever get that damn thing up here. So, yeah, YouTube is still out there trying to rewrite history, be the Ministry of Truth, and, you know, you know, Winston Smith, answer your white courtesy phone here. All right, I want to talk a little bit about that horrible massacre down in Texas. And frankly, I'm getting more and more suspicious about that. It turns out that contrary to claims that the police got there as fast as they can, it turned out the police stayed out of the school for 90 minutes. And, you know, the parents were trying to get on in, get their kids here. The police kept the parents from going inside the school. At one point, they handcuffed a mother who had driven for hours to, you know, get her child. And so, you know, 90 minutes, it took 90 minutes for them to decide they were going to go on in. I'm sorry, I'm not buying that one. We saw the same thing at Parkland. We saw the same thing at Virginia Tech. The authorities just stood down and let the gunman run rampant, build up the body count, then they went on in. And this is really feeling more and more fake the more I hear about it. And we do need to be careful. There is a ton of disinformation that is being poured out there to try and keep everything confused. I got an email from somebody saying, oh, you know, there's this 6-foot fence all the way around the school. And, you know, the shooter had to be allowed in past that. So I get out Google Earth and go over and I look at the school. No fence. Wide open. Absolute wide open. Should have had a fence. You know, if they weren't spending all this money on LGBTQ, they could put a fence around that school, which strikes me as a good idea. So, you know, there was this mother was handcuffed by federal marshals on the excuse that she was interfering with an ongoing investigation. And all she wanted to do was to get her kids. Now, there was a press conference today where the Department of Public Safety of Texas was asked, you know, why it took so long for officers to kick in the door of that classroom. They knew where the shooter was. They knew what room he was in. And, you know, they basically left him alone for an hour, during which this deranged kid, or somebody playing the deranged kid, was shooting children. And the DPS official basically did no comment. You know, I have no explanation for why we just sat there for an hour and let things going get out of control here. Now, the media is already out there trying to insist that there is nothing suspicious at all about what happened down there in Texas. And there was this interesting article that came out of Associated Press describing the horrifying conspiracy theories swirling around the Texas shooting. And frankly, they're trying to head off suspicion, which is very suspicious to me. Okay. All right. Now, in some of these other shootings, it has turned out that just a short while before the real mass shooting, there was a rehearsal, otherwise known as a drill. And it turns out that happened in this case as well. Okay, and there was a mass shooting drill back on March 22nd, okay, at this Uvalde High School, where this Salvador Ramos was a student. Okay, and so, again, something very weird going on. And as far as this kid, Salvador Ramos, clearly there was a problem. He was engaging in self-harm. There's this story out of the New York Post where his friends were saying, you know, he would literally slice his face with knives just for fun. You know, and he came from this home life that was certainly not healthy. His mother was using drugs, and there should have been a watch on this guy. I mean, everyone's always talking about these red flag laws. Why wasn't it applied in this case? Well, because, you know, we want to ban the guns. We don't want to have anybody with guns, even the law-abiding citizen, don't you know? You know, so we're going to let the crazies run wild. We're going to defund the police, and we're going to let crime get totally out of control, and then we'll blame the guns. And Americans who are sick of all this crime, they'll blame the guns, and they'll surrender their weapons, and they won't even realize how they're being snookered on all of this. Okay. Now, the boyfriend of the shooter's mother, now remember, the mother's on drugs, and that led to some of the domestic discord. Anyway, the boyfriend of the shooter's mother says that the 18-year-old basically stayed in his bedroom, constantly hitting a punching bag, wouldn't allow anybody in the house, which with a druggy mother, I could understand it's kind of an embarrassing thing here. And apparently he was known to drive around just shooting at people with a BB gun. You know, I mean, this guy had like neon lights all over him, ready to be groomed as a mass shooter by some government agency here. So Biden went on out there. And in true Democratic style, is out there saying, this is the fault of the gun lobby, and this is the fault of the Republicans. No, it's the fault of Salvador Ramos and the police who just stayed outside for an hour and let him do what he was going to do. But Biden's out there, it's the gun lobby. We've got to deal with them. You know, how many more of these shootings are we going to have to fake before you will work with us against the gun lobby? And, you know, blame the Republicans. And the speech was so completely over the top and disconnected from reality, even Tucker Carlson lambasted Biden, saying that he was desecrating the memory of these murdered children just for some cheap political gain, which is how politicians tend to work. Now, Democrat Representative Eric Swalwell says Republicans are facilitating the mass shootings by design. Nice of Eric to acknowledge that these shootings can be set up by design, but saying that the Republicans are doing it, I think that comes under the heading of projection, because there's no motive for Republicans to facilitate mass shootings, because Republicans, for the most part, believe in the Second Amendment. Certainly the Democrats, who absolutely hate the Second Amendment, and you should see some of the things that Michael Moore and Whoopi Goldberg were out there saying, you know, we're going to take your guns away from you, get ready, you know, where Whoopi says we're going to take your guns, and my reply to that is, what are you going to do, fall on me if I don't turn over my gun to you? And Michael Moore's out there saying it's time to end the Second Amendment, proving that he doesn't actually know how this government is supposed to work, because the only way to overturn an amendment is with another amendment that has to be ratified by 3/4 of the states. Okay, that's when they overturned prohibition. You know, it had to be done with a Second Amendment, an additional amendment. And so you have all these liberals out there saying, well, we can just turn off the Second Amendment. No, that's not how this country works. And the ignorance of the rules of our republic by the liberals is one of the most terrifying things out there. You know, their attitude is, you know, we'll just do what we want. No, you won't. There is a process, okay, that you go through that respects the rights of all people. Now, let's see. The mayor of the town of Uvalde, Texas, where this took place, slammed the sick son of a blank, Beto O'Rourke, after Beto O'Rourke crashed the Doug Abbott press conference on the school shooting. I mean, Beto just, you know, jammed on in there and tried to take the focus to push his anti-gun agenda. It got so bad that Beto O'Rourke was literally thrown out of the press conference for yelling at Texas Governor Greg Abbott. They just grabbed him and said, you know, that's Texas for you. You know, you're not going to be polite. You are gone. So good for the Texans here. Now, everybody's out there in liberal land saying, you know, rights aren't important. You know, we have to make sure you're safe. And if you have to give up your rights to be safe, that's a really good bargain. The majority of Americans don't agree with them. Polls keep showing over and over that people want their rights, and their rights are more important than the false security coming in from the left, because they're not really, they don't really care about you. Okay? Otherwise, they would acknowledge that the vast majority of gun deaths are suicides, and they would try and do something about the mental health of these people. But, oh no, he shot his own head off. That's a gun death. We can use that to push for a gun ban here. And, you know, people are getting sick of appeasing the leftists, mostly because they're spoiled children. No matter what you give them, tomorrow they will want something else. And along that line, let's see, you know, you had Elizabeth Warren, Ilhan Omar, and others who worked to get the police out of the schools to make Black Lives Matter happy. Okay? You wanted the cops to go away. You wanted them defunded. Guess what's going to happen when that does happen? Well, we're going to have to be able to defend ourselves. No, 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 you can't defend yourselves. You know, we're going to get rid of the police, and then we're going to take away your right to self-defense, and the criminals will love us and vote for us forever. Or something along like that. Now, this next issue gets into, you know, what an amazing coincidence here. Because this unfortunate tragic shooting in Texas happened just days before the National Rifle Association is meeting in Houston. Okay, and my too many convenient coincidences alarm just went off. The timing is just too cute. It's another reason to suspect that this is a USDA choice bovine excrement exercise in lying to the public. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
So welcome back to our show here, and we're still talking about that horrible tragedy down in Texas. The NRA is having their convention in Houston, and like I said before the commercial break, the coincidence in timing with this horrible mass shooting where the police didn't intervene for an hour just before the NRA convention, it's too cute. It's just too cute. Anyway, Donald Trump is going to be speaking at the NRA convention tomorrow. He says he's going to deliver an important address in response to the Texas shooting, and he's going to emphasize solutions and leadership rather than partisanship, which we are definitely seeing a lot of. Now, there was another murder recently. And this one took place up in New York, and was a couple of days ago. And the victim was a Goldman Sachs analyst who was shot dead on the northbound Q train as it passed the Manhattan Bridge, and appeared to be just a random attack. The shooter had 20 prior arrests, including a murder charge from 2017. Okay, so here is the problem. Guns are not the problem. Taking criminals and letting them walk on easy bail, that's the problem. The soft on crime issues the problem. These liberal district attorneys who don't want to, you know, harm, you know, certain classes of people, that's the problem here. Okay, now if liberals were really serious about ending gun deaths, they would throw criminals in prison for illegal gun possession instead of just releasing them, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times on cashless bail until they finally actually shoot somebody. And then, of course, the liberals start screaming for, you know, gun laws on law-abiding citizens. You know, it's clearly there's a design here. You know, the liberals are going soft on crime to get crime going, to get the violence going, so they can turn around and say, see, it's the guns. It's the guns that are always to blame. If we take the guns away, everything is going to be just fine. And I got some emails and some comments on Twitter about the, you know, we could, if we just took away all the guns, you know, that would be it. The criminals would, you know, have no place to go if we banned guns everywhere on Earth. Well, there's a couple of problems with that. And I'm going to step up here away from my camera for just 2 seconds because I have this very interesting decoration on my office wall. And this is a .45 caliber flintlock pistol, single shot, but if nobody else has a gun, one shot is going to certainly carry the day. Now, this was the first black powder gun I ever built when I was a kid. I wouldn't shoot it today. All those years in Hawaii with the salt air have really kind of ruined it. But it does make a nice bang on the 4th of July. So people can build these with home tools and shop tools. So you're not going to stop those guns. You're living in the era of the 3D printed gun. And you know, Adolf Hitler had a gun ban. He instituted a gun ban on every one of the populations that ultimately wound up in those slave labor camps, you know, before they confiscated all the gold wedding rings and the gold tooth fillings and everything. They took away the guns. And that still did not stop the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, which basically was started with, I think it was just 6 stolen guns. And they raided a Nazi armory, and it went from there, okay? Because as long as you have a government that's going to have guns, criminals will steal the guns from them, okay? No gun ban has ever worked in history. And all these liberals running around here saying, yes, we can succeed in banning all firearms everywhere, they're dreaming. They are dreaming. You cannot ban guns any more than you can ban nuclear weapons. People like to talk about, let's get rid of nuclear weapons. It will never happen. Okay, so the only way that you prevent the harm from nuclear weapons is that everyone has one. And the same thing applies to firearms. And, you know, a big talking point by the liberals over on Twitter is, well, you know, those police, they had guns and they still didn't do anything for an hour. So, you know, having armed police on the campuses obviously is not going to work. You know, they're... And it's amazing if you really look at some of this propaganda that's out there on social media. You think about it, it doesn't even really make any sense at all. And, you know, there are a lot of people out there just, you know, screaming bad names. You know, you're mentally retarded, you're this and you're that. And you come back and you say, okay, what's your solution? Well, we've got to ban all the guns. Well, that's not going to work. What else is going to work? No, banning guns. You know, they're pushing that just as hard as they can. And it's not going to work. Didn't work in Warsaw. It absolutely did not. Meanwhile, all of this talk about more gun bans is having a positive effect on the gun and ammunition manufacturers. Sales have gone through the roof along with the price of their stock. So they're doing really well. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Okay. We seem to have
some sick of censorship?
There we go.
TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com, or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extend.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to the show, and getting into some other news here. Elon Musk is still talking about acquiring Twitter. He wants to have the price knocked down because his research has shown that a large percentage of Twitter's users are actually bots and fake accounts. And this is not only defrauding Elon Musk as a potential purchaser of Twitter, it's defrauding Twitter's advertisers and their investors. So it's a big problem. And there are a lot of people who do not want Twitter to be turned into a free speech platform. And it turns out the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has poured hundreds of millions of dollars into 11 of the 26 organizations working to prevent Elon Musk from buying Twitter. There is an organized operation to try and keep Twitter, in the Ministry of Truth, and trying to block Elon Musk. And I'll bet you Elon Musk wasn't expecting opposition to be quite that heavy. Now, Twitter itself is in a little bit of trouble. And this may actually drive their price down a little bit. Federal regulators yesterday announced that Twitter will pay a $150 million fine to settle allegations that it deceptively used email address and phone numbers it had collected to target advertising in one of the largest privacy settlements federal regulators have reached with a tech giant. Now, I have a comment about this targeted advertising. It has got a major flaw. Okay, because being stuck here in rural Indiana where everything's a long drive away with high gas prices, I do buy quite a bit of stuff online. And after I do, I will be followed around by ads for the thing I just bought. Okay, and you know, you buy an emergency generator. And all of a sudden, every page you go to, here's an emergency generator, including the exact model I just bought. You know, I just bought a generator. I don't need ads selling me something I just already got. So they need to work on their algorithms on that one here. Joe Rogan has gone on the warpath blasting corporate media for trying to basically disappear the Hunter Biden laptop story prior to the 2020 election, saying that their willingness to ignore facts to push a narrative scares him. And it should. You know, when you have a corporate news media that is setting itself up to say, we will keep you informed, and then you find out they are not informing you, they are disinforming you, that is a little bit scary. And you start wondering, where does reality lie? And most people are suckers for reality, okay? And they want to know what's really going on. Now, let's see. The corporate media is still on the warpath against Dinesh D'Souza and 2,000 Mules. And again, if you have not seen it, you can stream it at 2000mules.com. You can see it in the theater. I think there's another theater run coming on up. Or you can do what I did, which is buy the DVD, which allows you to watch the movie and share with friends. Okay? So there's this company, Wireless Services, and their CEO basically came on out talking about the so-called fact checkers who are out there attacking 2,000 Mules and saying these people obviously don't have the technical foundation for the comments they are making. They're just out there saying it's a lie, it's a lie, it's a lie, it's completely fake. Do you remember Monty Python's Argument Clinic sketch? If you don't, look it up on YouTube. It's Monty Python, The Argument Clinic. And that's what it's like dealing with these so-called fact checkers who have no facts whatsoever. Their job is to simply say yes when you say no, to say black when you say white, and so forth and so on. It is a funny sketch. It does feel very much like the fact checkers or just liberals in general, really, what's going to go on with that. All right, time to talk about health issues, COVID and monkeypox. And over at exposednews.com, Mike Whitney has basically said, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say there is zero chance that this new monkeypox occurred naturally. And he's looking at the fact that this monkeypox broke out in 10 different locations around the world almost simultaneously in countries where monkeypox had never been before. It defies mathematical odds, and it does look like somebody was flying around like 12 monkeys and just releasing this thing in city after city after city after city so they can sell us vaccines and stuff like this. Now, we talked about this before, but it's worth mentioning again. The National Health Service edited their page on monkeypox to make it scarier. Because the original description, monkeypox, just doesn't sound like that big a deal. It really isn't. And the NHS used to describe it as a very mild disease that went away by itself after just a few weeks, not really very contagious. And so they went to the webpage, and it used to say, That it's very uncommon to get monkeypox from a person with the infection because it does not spread easily between people. That comment has now been removed, okay? And they also removed this next paragraph saying monkeypox is usually a mild illness that will get better on its own without treatment, okay? That is now gone, and it's been replaced with another segment that says, treatment for monkeypox aims to relieve symptoms. The illnesses are usually mild, and most people recover in 2 to 4 weeks. You may need to stay in a specialist hospital so your symptoms can be treated to prevent the infection spreading to other people. Okay, see, now all of a sudden, it's contagious. It's contagious. And maybe this new version coming out of the labs is more contagious. But I think Mr. Whitney has it right. It, just the way it's popped up all over the globe at the same time in countries that never had monkeypox before, it does feel like somebody deployed a biological weapon. Not actually a weapon, a biological sales enhancement tool. Get you just sick enough that you have to go to the doctor and spend your money and, you know, to get patched up from something that you wouldn't have had if we had a more ethical medical industrial complex here. Now, pardon me, one of the topics they're talking about in Davos is the World Health Organization's pandemic treaty. And Brazil's President Bolsonaro has already come out and saying he is not going to sign it. He is not going to give away any of Brazil's sovereignty to anybody on this. And Klaus Schwab's response almost came across as a threat, saying, we, the powerful, have the means to impose the state of the world. Okay, that sounds pretty much like do what we tell you or else here. And in other non-COVID news, and we've talked about this before, Eli Lilly hid problems with their Prozac for years. And the problems that they hid, they knew they were there. They concealed them. Suicidal thoughts and aggression. And remember, we have mentioned before, there are problems with prescription antidepressants. The two kids who shot up Columbine were withdrawing from them. I'd like to know if this kid down in Texas was either on or withdrawing from these antidepressants, because they can really mess up your head. And I know that from personal experience, because my doctor put me on them once many, many, many years ago. I did not react well to them, and I will not touch those medications ever, ever again. Okay, now we're going to get into the international news. And NATO is being sued by Serbians regarding the use of depleted uranium weapons in the 1999 bombings. Now, depleted uranium, little quick reminder here, is the stuff that's left over after you enrich uranium for reactor fuels or nuclear weapons. It won't undergo fission, but it is still radioactive. And it is a metal. It's very dense. It's much denser than lead, which is why the military like to use it. It, you know, carries more of the kinetic energy, the weapon, to the target. The problem is, while it is safe to handle in its metallic form, when depleted uranium munitions hit a target, they tend to vaporize into a fine oxide dust, which, if you breathe in, you get all kinds of radiation-induced problems, including cancers and massive, serious birth defects in your offspring. So Serbia is suing NATO because during 78 days back in 1999, NATO contaminated the Balkan nation with at least 15 tons of highly toxic depleted uranium munitions. Serbian attorneys have filed multiple lawsuits against NATO. And NATO is responding, saying that, well, we're immune, okay? NATO's saying they're immune to being sued for the use of depleted uranium munitions. And I personally think depleted uranium munitions have to be handled the same way that chemical and biological weapons are handled, which is they should be forbidden. because the rationale behind banning chemical and biological weapons is they inflict damage beyond the immediate designated target. Because the germs go on infecting, the chemicals can go on causing all kinds of damage. It's the same reason that these fractional cluster munitions are now banned, because they can fall to the ground and not explode until a cow or a child steps on them. So I think depleted uranium would go in that same situation. Now, not too long ago, there was a senior member of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. He was basically gunned down in Tehran last Sunday. And Iran is saying that there will be revenge, and they suspect Israel. Israel actually came on out and said, yeah, we got him. You know, we shot him dead there. What are you going to do about it? So that's where that is all coming from. Maybe they're trying to goad Iran into doing something that can be pointed at as saying, look what Iran did to us. We have to attack them. We have to nuke them. Okay, China and Russia have conducted a 13-hour joint Pacific bomber patrol. This is while Biden is over there in Asia trying to rally regional allies into an anti-Russia, anti-China bloc. So Russia and China were sending a message here. China is saying these drills are a stern warning against U.S. support for Taiwan independence. Now, officially, the United States has a one-China policy, okay, which Biden has kind of been sort of forgetting about when he makes all these comments about sending U.S. troops in to protect Taiwan if it's invaded by China. So Beijing is understandably concerned about this. Meanwhile, you know, Biden over in Asia, he's making these hard commitments. Now, normally in foreign policy, you want to have a certain amount of ambiguity because it gives you a little bit of wiggle room when you're dealing with other countries. And they say, well, we thought you were going to do that. And say, well, we didn't actually say that. And there's some room for us to move over. And within that little wiggle room is where negotiations take place. When you come down hard and you say, you know, unambiguously, we're going to defend Taiwan, that is an escalation. And unfortunately, Biden is making all of these declarative comments that are establishing absolute U.S. policy. Now, the White House staff are trying to backpedal on all that, but the other heads of state are taking Biden at his word. All right, North Korea reportedly has fired a test ICBM and two other missiles. The ICBM did not fly to its full range. That would be very provocative to do. But it apparently launched and successfully went to wherever it was supposed to. Okay, I think I'm hearing some thunder. we have been talking for a very, very long time about the high cost and poor quality of the weapons produced by the military-industrial complex and how Russia and China can spend much less money than the United States and still come up with some very effective weapons systems because their defense contractors are all about the best bang for the buck and doing the weapons, whereas here in the U.S. it's all about, you know, getting the money and cost plus contracts and, you know, who really cares if any of this stuff works. So we had been talking about two classes of ships. They're both considered littoral combat ships. One is the Independence class, the other is the Freedom class. They were designed around an idea of modular components that could be loaded and unloaded to change the ship's mission. They never really got that to right. Major power plant problems. And the latest one is that there is a problem with the hulls. This affects the entire class of ships. And basically, the hulls are cracking. Okay? And as a result, the Navy is having to pull back on how fast they can drive these ships and the conditions of the ocean in which they're allowed to operate. It's kind of like the F-22, which had a problem with the breathing system, so they solved it by simply telling the pilots you can't fly above this altitude, even though the aircraft was originally designed to go much higher. So this is basically a major oops. And because of government contracts, the Navy is kind of stuck with these ships. And, pardon me, they just launched another littoral combat ship, the USS Beloit. And the Navy doesn't even really want them anymore because they don't work. They don't live up to their mission. But they're stuck accepting them because of the way the procurement process works. There was this story we did some years ago about two ships that the Navy had bought and paid for that went right from the shipyard directly to the scrapyard, never even saw the ocean. That's how wasteful the military spending is in this country. And, you know, why we spend so much money and get so little for it. Okay, we're coming up here on a commercial break, and we'll be back after these few words, so stay tuned and keep listening.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is today's Liberty Minute. The folks in Washington, D.C. have given up on even pretending to care about possibility. Biden's proposed $5.8 trillion budget request for fiscal year 2023 an example. According to Truth in Accounting, if passed, this budget would instantly add an $83,000 tax burden per taxpayer. So that would make your taxpayer burden $919,000. 53% of the people in a recent CNBC poll disapprove of Biden's handling of the economy. Could that be because the Biden and everything is just to throw more money at it? Don't have the money? Just make more. The national debt doesn't matter. Inflation is at the highest it's been in my life. So spend more money. Everyone knows inflation is made worse by creating more money, but Biden keeps spending. When asked, well, it's Putin's fault, Trump's fault, or the Republicans. Until tomorrow, see this Pacem Parabellum.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons. Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR. Fun
back to our show here, and we're going to talk about the economy here a little bit. You probably have not heard this in the corporate media, but there is an uptick in foreclosures sweeping across the United States, and in particular in Chicago. It's really bad. Chicagoans are currently losing their homes in greater numbers than any other metro area in the country. So it's definitely getting bad out there. And let's see, a total of 50,759 U.S. properties started the foreclosure process in the first quarter of this year. That's up 67% from the previous quarter and up 188% from a year ago. Those are very, very alarming numbers. Okay, over in Hungary, they're getting ready to fund their military and social welfare programs by taxing banks, insurance companies, airlines, energy and telecom utilities, and others. Basically, they're going to be going after what they consider to be excess profits. Hungary has said a company of this size, they can be reasonably expected to have this much profit. If they've got over that, then that's what we're going to be taxing. So that's a new way of approaching it. And I'm sure those companies are not going to be very happy with that here. Now, we have been watching back and forth this economic war between the United States and Russia. And, it began with sanctions on Russia. And, Russia came on back and said that you are going to have to buy our oil and gas in rubles. Then we had the United States that refused to extend a waiver to allow Russia to repay debts they owe to American investors. And this was going to hurt the American investors. And Biden thought probably this would anger the investors against Putin. But everybody understands, Putin wants to pay. This is the U.S. government saying, no, we're not going to let it happen. Deal with it. So Putin basically came on out and said that Russia will pay their debts to their investors in rubles. Okay, because there's no real way the United States can block that. It doesn't go through a currency transfer or exchange of any kind. And Russia says these investors will have the option of either finding someplace to cash in the rubles, which with Russia selling its oil and gas for rubles should not be too hard, or they can just hang on to them. And when this current fiasco is over, Russia will basically convert those rubles back to the original currency that the investment was denominated in. So, Russia's trying to find a way through all this stuff here. And let's see, there is an article here, and it came on out from Aletho News. It's talking about the World Bank's impractical electric car claptrap. And we are seeing this coming from so many people, the World Bank, Joe Biden, all the environmental people. And I'll explain why after we come back from station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we will be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.